in the past 24 years of your service, what are the more memorable fires you've been witness to?
Sands Point Bath Club. That was a bad one. I had gotten off of work at 3:30. Call went off shortly thereafter. I drove to our substation, the annex, and I had our tower ladder, which is an elevator platform. And just when I pulled out of the firehouse, I could see the column of black smoke. And they're calling for me to get down there as soon as I can and everything else. And that fire lasted right through into the next day. I remember going home, taking a shower, and then going right back there. And we stood there until about 3:30 the next day. You know, hosing down hot spots and whatever.
And was there loss of life?
No. It sort of scared me, scared a bunch of guys that day. Because in our platform, the tower ladder, there was two gentlemen up there, you know, directing the hose stream. And there was propane tanks down there, and they decided to go flying up in the air. So I just started just making sure that I was swinging them away from it. And I know they had to have been scared because I was. Because all I could be, picture was my bucket coming over with them missing on it.
And you had to swing what over? I didn't understand.
The tower ladder. Uh-huh. It's an elevator platform. So it would be like working in an elevator instead of trying to work off a ladder where you have a solid base where you're standing on. And I was concerned for them to make sure that they were okay. Once I got them on the ground, then we just regrouped and started all over again.